Good morning.
Good morning.
Oops, excuse me. There we go.
That's good. I have a voice now.
You have a voice.
Thank you for that.
Oh, yes.
Wouldn't that be so easy if we just do that for each other, to turn on a switch and we each have our voice?
Yeah, and if we could be really good friends and click off when we shouldn't be saying something for each other. Yes.
All right. Well, we'll work on that image. So I want to talk about this. It was even before yesterday's horrific shooting.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a really turbulent week in the community level, the personal level. I mean, it was my mother's birthday without my mother here. It was friends, harsh words, betrayal between friends, quote unquote, community stuff that's going on. It's just been just really lots of painful stuff. And yet, at the same time, there's this joyous Christmas holiday, Hanukkah stuff also happening where, you know, celebrate light and the return of light eventually. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking about, I didn't know what to really to talk about because it's just been so much that's been so hard to sort of take in.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be trite about it. So I'm thinking, who do I go to? What words or what do I do to help myself? Because one of the reasons that that we became behind the show way back when we started it at the height of our recession was that so we learn how to not have fear be our driver, not have to have anger be our driver, to learn about forgiveness, not to show up as my mini me, you know, but to really come up as the best of myself as much as I can. And one of the people that that has helped me in the last year with that is John O'Donohue, the late Irish philosopher, poet, formerly a Catholic priest. And his words are, I find, deeply moving. And so I turned to his book last night called Bless the Space Between Us. And I was struck by what he said, what a blessing is. A blessing is a circle of light drawn around a person to protect, heal, and strengthen. He continues on, life is a constant flow of emergence. The beauty of blessings is its belief that it can affect what unfolds. And so I was reading this book, and he's got several books, but this Bless the Space Between Us is all blessings for occasions. And I had remembered when I went to his gravesite in Ireland that on his grave was a poem or a blessing. And I thought, oh, I want to find that one. I want to find that one because it was very moving and obviously it meant a lot to him, because it was on his, well, to his friends anyway, because it was on his grave. And then I found it in this book, and it's a blessing for the new year is what's it called. It's also called, pardon my lack of being able to speak Irish, Bianach, which means blessing. And it turns out he wrote this for his mother around the time his father passed to help her. And so I just think it's a really beautiful blessing. And since I think his words are so wise, I'm going to share this with you.
Please.
On the day when the weight deadens on your shoulders and you stumble, may the clay dance to balance you. And when your eyes freeze behind the gray window and the ghost of loss gets into you, may a flock of colors, indigo, red, green, and azure blue, come to awaken in you a meadow of delight. When the canvas frays in the curric of thought and a stain of ocean blackens beneath you, may there come across the waters a path of yellow moonlight to bring you safely home. May the nourishment of the earth be yours. May the clarity of light be yours. May the fluency of the ocean be yours, and the protection of the ancestors be yours. And so may a slow wind work these words of love around you, an invisible cloak to mind your life. John O'Donohue. So he says, blessing is the art of harvesting the wisdom of the invisible word. So it's worth repeating what he wishes for us, that a slow wind will work these words of love around you, an invisible cloak to mind your life. May we all have that blessing.